It's Thursday, August 14, 2025.
We did not expect, especially the gravity of what occurred, to hit us and then in such a short period of time.
Tennessee is the latest state slammed by this summer of floods.
And in Juneau, Alaska, residents are breathing a sigh of relief.
The Mendenhall has crested and it is starting to go down.
New barriers protect much of Juneau, Alaska from glacial outburst flood. Plus, home-based battery systems are helping keep the lights on in Puerto Rico.
All of those lights-on moments and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Just so people understand, wind and solar only work when there's wind and sun. We don't have technology to store the energy from wind and solar.
Yeah, if only there was some sort of battery-like technology that could store the power from wind and solar. But I don't know anything about it because I'm a disinformed idiot who watches Fox News. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, battery storage, saving lives all over the country, and yet the idiots on Fox News are just pretending it doesn't even exist. It makes me crazy, so I'm tossing it to you. What do you got today?
Well, first, sadly, Tennessee is the latest U.S. state to be slammed in this summer of floods. The Chattanooga region was inundated by intense storms and deadly flash floods overnight on Tuesday that rapidly submerged cars on Interstate 24 and killed at least 4 people. The eastern U.S. continues to see new rounds of heavy rain and dangerous conditions, including areas devastated by Hurricane Helene last September. In Mexico, extreme rainfall and flooding closed Mexico City's central airport for 2 consecutive days. And also a heads up, as we go to air, Tropical Storm Aaron is churning in the Atlantic Ocean. Although it's too early to predict its track, forecasters expect Aaron to become the first major hurricane of the 2025 Atlantic season. That means Category 3 or higher, fueled by unusually warm ocean waters now at near record levels due to man-made climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels.
But it's too far away to know if it's going to make landfall at all, right?
Correct.
So stop scaring me. I'm scared enough already.
In Juneau, Alaska, new temporary flood barriers installed last year appear so far to have protected many vulnerable neighborhoods and infrastructure from a glacial outburst flood. That's when glacier meltwater is trapped behind an ice dam created by a nearby glacier and then breaks free. Juneau's glacial outburst flood reached a record-breaking crest of nearly 17 feet, bigger than the previous record set just last year, which inundated the city. Alaska is warming twice as fast as the rest of the U.S. Juneau's first glacial outburst flood was in 2011. Now they get hit every single summer. Scientists say glacial flood risks are a growing problem in mountain communities around the world. Overall, glaciers in North America and Europe have lost an unprecedented amount of ice in just the past 4 years. A new study has found that glaciers in Washington, Montana, British Columbia, Alberta, and the Swiss Alps have lost massive amounts of ice since 2021, melting at double the rate recorded between 2010 and 2020. Loss of glacier ice contributes to glacial flood risks, landslides like the one that obliterated a Swiss town back in May, loss of freshwater supplies, and much more, according to glaciologist Leon Hosley on NBC News.
It's a really apparent sign of climate change. And in the end, it all flows into the seas, right, into the oceans. And there it's going to affect sea level rise, and that affects a huge amount of people.
Well, if this is happening so quickly, we're going to have to come up with another phrase other than glacial pace.
But some better news. A recent analysis by UK climate data firm Carbon Brief reports that for the first time, China's emissions of climate warming carbon dioxide have begun to fall, despite rising demand for electricity, thanks to rapid deployment of solar and wind energy generation. It's not huge, only a 1% drop in China's emissions over the last year, but the analysis shows that China's CO2 emissions have now been stable or falling for more than a year.
Nice. And Fox News said it would never happen.
Finally, the Washington Post reports that household battery storage systems are keeping the lights on during extreme summer energy crunches in Puerto Rico.
Really?
Acting collectively as a virtual power plant to prevent widespread power outages. And it's not just Puerto Rico. Officials in Texas, California, and New England are crediting home battery systems with preventing blackouts during extreme heat waves and soaring electricity demand from proliferating data centers.
Well, don't anyone tell Fox News.
We don't have technology to store the energy from wind and solar.
We like to keep them dumb. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Stupid boy, you can't fence that in, stupid boy. It's like holding back.